There's no stopping us right now.
I feel welcome so to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now, here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Well, good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, coming to you live this morning. I haven't even been out to know if it's a beautiful day or a rainy day or a cold day or an Indian summer day, but it is another Monday here in New York. Now, thanks for being with me this morning. Every week, you know, on Act Local Marketing, I really try to give you tips, techniques, tools, people that will help you move your business further into prosperity and whatever prosperity means for you. And to do that, I share all these important action tips that I give to you in the beginning of the show, and I call today's takeaway. And I'll share at least one action item that you could take now, today, to help you reach some bigger goals in your business. Now, my guest today is another good friend of mine. She is an expert in marketing strategy, and she has some simple yet really powerful methods to get your act together and get your marketing done. So stay tuned. You'll want to hear some of her innovative thinking very shortly. Now, I meet and teach a lot of solo practitioners. I think the government might call them solopreneurs, I like to call them, including my guest, who's another solopreneur, as am I. And I want to look at this phenomenon of the sole practitioner a little bit more. Now, did you know that according to the SBA, in February of this year, they reported that over 70%, that's 70%, more than 70% of U.S. businesses are owned and operated by sole proprietors? That stunned me. That's a lot of people who are adamant about being the boss of me. And there are many advantages to going solo. I mean, it's easier to start a business when you are the only employee. But better yet, there are fewer government regulations on you. You also get to report your taxes through your personal tax return rather than filing separately as a business and all of the things that that requires. But are there any disadvantages? I mean, if over 70% of people in the U.S. Of these businesses are sole proprietorships, it sounds like that's where we should all be going, right? You're either a huge corporation or you're sole proprietor. But are there any disadvantages? Well, liability, for one. You may believe that the nature of your one-man or one-woman show doesn't have any liability issues. But what if a client holds you in breach of contract or threatens to bring a lawsuit against you? As a sole proprietor, there's no distinction between you and the business. So that means if you're running a business solo, you are also liable for all the business losses and debts. Solopreneurs are exposed to risks that can be alleviated by incorporating or becoming a limited liability company, which we abbreviate as LLC. Now, another disadvantage are the banks. Banks typically require a business to be incorporated before they will lend money to that entity, which means you have to rely on either income that the business is creating or your credit cards or your personal savings and the like to grow that business. And sometimes you are confronted with a perception issue, although I would venture that if over 70% of U.S. businesses are sole proprietorships, this is probably less of an issue, and it might be generational, but sometimes incorporated businesses give a more professional appearance to potential clients. Now, I'm not an attorney, so I can't tell you whether remaining a sole proprietor versus incorporating is right for you. I really have no clue. Every business owner should have a good attorney to consult to figure out what's right given the type of business you're in. And you should also consult a business insurance agent to get the right kind of insurance policies in place to protect yourself in case something does go wrong, no matter what kind of business you've created. It's just smarter to take care of the what-ifs that could harm you or your family's assets. Now, that's all the legal info that I can stand to share in one morning. So seek an attorney. Really have them help you figure it all out. I went a little off tangent here from what we normally talk about on Act Local. But I want to think about how you're managing your business in more than just how you've set it up as an entity. So how much time should a solopreneur be spending on their marketing? Clearly, when you're the solopreneur, you're wearing all the hats and you're spinning all the plates. That's my favorite visual of the small business solopreneur, that plate spinner that I used to love on Come On Mike Douglas show, right? So this is a marketing show. Let's think about how we're going to make sure that we're bringing in that business as a solopreneur so that we're increasing that income so that we can invest and grow the business, if that's your goal. Some solopreneurs are perfectly happy with the size of the business they have, and it's not their goal to make it grow. They like what they have, and that's fine too. But let's talk about growth for a second, because I'm always interested in growth. Now, I found an interesting article on a blog called SueClement.com, SueClement.com, and it's a very interesting little model that she put forward. She suggested using something called the 60-30-10 rule. And the 60-30-10 rule goes like this. Invest your time running your business like so. Spend 60%, 60, remember it's a 60-30-20 rule. Spend 60% on marketing and sales. Spend 30% on making or providing the products or services that you're going to deliver, and spend that final 10% on administration and management, like talking to your lawyer and your insurance agent about liability. So she suggests using the 60-30-10 rule, which is similar to that the 80-20 principle for various practices within your business. And we've talked about that before. I've blogged about it. But for example, when it comes to client retention and acquisition, she says spend 60% of your time and effort on keeping and growing your current client base. Spend 30% on getting new mainstream clients in the short term, and 10% on long-term sales for those bigger projects or bigger clients. So that's interesting. And when you're enhancing your abilities by seeking, let's say, additional education or training, she says to look at it this way. Spend 60% of your training time and budget developing and enhancing your strengths. Spend 30% learning new concepts. So think about that. I know a lot of people spend the 60% learning new concepts, the 60% on new concepts and 30% on enhancing what they already have. She's saying do the reverse. Spend the majority of that time developing and enhancing your strengths, and only 30% learning new concepts, and 10% working on the improvement of whatever weaknesses you have. Now, that's interesting, too, because a lot of you will spend a lot of time trying to improve your weaknesses. But instead, maybe you should think about it in terms of knowing what your weakness is, maybe spending a little time trying to improve it, but then delegating all those tasks to someone else that is not a weakness for them, rather than constantly swim upstream. Right? That's the underlying thing that she's trying to tell us here. So now's the time to share what I call today's takeaway, at least one action step that you could take right now to further your business goals. It's a simple one. So let me tell you what it is. First, you really should make sure that being a sole proprietor versus incorporating or becoming an LLC, a limited liability company, is where you should be. You can easily investigate the differences online. The SBA.gov website, as well as dozens of others, have information available. Incorporating isn't expensive, and it may give you peace of mind in terms of protecting your personal assets. But in terms of your marketing, do you know how much time you spend on marketing and sales compared to how much time you spend doing the work of your business, the goods and services you deliver? How about choosing a week before the conclusion of 2013 and keeping a diary or a timesheet, a notebook that is broken into the three categories of the 60-30-10 rule? Monitor how many hours you spend on sales and marketing, how much time on providing what you've sold, and how much time on administration and management of your business. Just knowing how you actually spend your time will be valuable as we head towards 2014. So pick a week. You've got about 9 of them left this year. Make a timesheet and keep track for that week. I think it will be eye-opening. In fact, I guarantee it'll be eye-opening for you. And that is today's takeaway. Of course, as always, you can contact me at actlocal@kaylinamadio.com, and I will be happy to answer your questions. And who knows, maybe one of them will end up in the beginning of the show here as a today's takeaway. So before I introduce my guest to you, I want you to make sure that you get connected with me and the show and that you communicate, because remember, I constantly harp on the fact that everything that happens online is really just communication. That's all the internet is a giant communication tool for us. So please go to my show page at rockstarradionetwork.com. It's the Act Local show page. If you look at the list of shows over there at Rockstar Radio, I'd like to tell you it's the number one show because it is at the top of the list, but it also happens to start with A and they're in alphabetical order, but that's just between you and me. It'll be the first show you look for. So go over to Act Local Marketing and you'll find icons that you will easily recognize that'll send you to Facebook and Google Plus and Pinterest and Twitter and all of those big engines that we talk about all the time. And connect with me. I'm on them every day, and you can easily talk to me on any of them. Or like I said, send me an email. And while you're there, you'll also find a sign up to Kick It. That's my weekly newsletter where I tell you ahead of time who's coming up on the show, what kind of topics we're going to talk about, some interesting things that you might not have known are going on online that could be affecting you in one way or another. And I send you links and information to all of that so that we can all keep moving further and further and further into prosperity and move our missions forward. And please don't forget to tell your friends, your networking buddies, any followers that you might have in social media. If you like Act Local, please don't keep me a secret. I don't like being a secret. Let everybody know if you're listening to Act Local so that they too can find us, get some interesting information. And if you have an iTunes account, and I realize not everyone does, but if you have an iTunes account, this live radio podcast or broadcast is recorded and is a podcast at iTunes. And you can actually subscribe and listen to the shows at your leisure at any time you like and have them downloaded automatically to your favorite Apple device. As you know, I am an Apple girl. So make sure that it's on your iPad or your... Didn't they announce a new iPad mini? Your new iPad mini or your iPhone. And you can listen to them in your car and anytime you're on the go. Now, when we get back, we're going to go to our first break. But when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to my good friend, Allie Piper. And we're going to help straighten out some things for you in how you run your business, how you do your marketing, and how you bring more success as you are the boss of you right here on Act Local Marketing.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real-world business owner, and you need real-world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming to work. Our Five Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKalin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKalin.com/secrets for a free report that shares what the five secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
In today's business world, you have to be LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's a great tool. And Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Carol is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. In each show, the LinkedIn Lady will have a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out her website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show with your host, Carol McManus, every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning again. This is Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. And I want to introduce you to another good friend of mine. I know I said I had a good friend on last week, and I did. And it just so happens that the three of us, this guest I'm going to introduce you to and myself and last week's guest, all happen to be in the same mastermind group. So they are good friends of mine, and I speak to them often. Today, I want to introduce you to Allie Piper. Allie is the creator of, and this is a genius little thing. We'll probably talk about it a little bit today. She's the creator of the Napkin Note Business Plan, Biz Plan. It's a really simple yet powerful planning system for business owners. And she is the founder of Bright Ideas for Biz. It's .com, Bright Ideas for Biz, BIZ.com. It's a blog dedicated to sharing a fresh perspective on running a business on your terms. She's been called a unique blend of highly creative marketing guru and clear-headed manager of budgets and timeframes. And if that's not the whole art and science, two sides of the same coin, I don't know what is. She's known for really turning napkin notes into business and marketing plans that bring the big picture into focus with achievable steps and results. Allie regularly consults with small business owners and not-for-profit organizations on marketing and business strategy. Allie, thank you for coming to Act Local Marketing this morning.
Thank you for having me, Kaylin. I'm so excited to be here. And I've already been taking notes on your opening segment. So I'm like, oh, right, I have to talk too. I know, I'm so much.
Yeah, I'm going to have to track my time too to see if, because she had really good advice in there. Everyone would be well served to think that over a little bit, because I think a lot of us try to fix what we think is wrong rather than spend more time getting even better at what we do right. So yeah. There's certainly some things to think about in there.
Definitely.
And I'll tell you, here's one of the problems about having a friend come on the radio show with you. When I have a stranger on, it's very easy because we don't have any history to get caught up in. Allie and I, before the show and in the breaks, are talking, talking about everything. Oh, and I got to tell you this, and I got to tell you that. We're like two little yentas here, you know, talking. But we've got to make sure we stay on track and help people with their marketing this morning, Allie. So as you know, I usually ask people about their entrepreneurial journey. And I didn't know this about you. I think you're going to tell me a funny story about when you were a little girl and how you determined that you've been on an entrepreneur for a really long time. Can you just tell us a little bit about those roots?
Sure. Yes. Well, I am the daughter of entrepreneurs and the granddaughter of an entrepreneur. So it's definitely in my blood. And I was remembering actually that I set up my own little business at one point when I was a little kid. I have a younger brother who's like 3.5 years younger than me. And so we set up the business in my mom's laundry room. And what it was is it was a drive-through. And so my parents had to walk through the drive-through on the back deck and buy dinner from my brother and I. So we packaged it up in little sacks and we would hand it out through the window. And our favorite part was opening and closing the window because the drive-through doesn't stay open. It opens and closes. So that was probably the first business that I was involved with. In fact, I'm in the process of moving, and I was cleaning out over the weekend, and I found in a box probably one of my second businesses. I had a friend over for the day, and you know, who plays dolls? We would create a business instead. We made greeting cards, and so I found the greeting cards in this box when I was cleaning this weekend, and so I put that aside. Like, I can't get rid of that. That was my first product, and it's, you know, it's got some hearts. It says Happy Valentine's Day. It's clearly my mother's handwriting because it's way too nice, but you know, it's got our artwork on it. So it's always been part of my life, and it's just, I knew it was how I wanted to live my life, but I also knew I couldn't just dive right in. I had to go get some experience first. And went to college, studied journalism, worked as a reporter for a little while, then got into nonprofit marketing and PR. But it was sort of just like this nagging thing, like, okay, so when are you going to start a business? When are you going to start a business? When are you going to go out on your own? And my husband will attest, I spent a long time before we were married trying to figure out, what is it going to be? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? I'm going to do this. And eventually started freelancing and then started my business, a marketing firm called Bright Ice Creative, 6 years ago, as a way just to do my own thing, to draw upon my strengths and help the businesses that I had been working in have an alternative to the big agencies that are out there.
Right. So do you work with local businesses like I do? You do, right?
I do. Yep. My client base was 100% local in the beginning. Essentially, the first 3 years, it was 100% local. And I say this quietly under my breath, I had a one-page horrible website. So it was all built by local marketing and referrals and networking and pounding the pavement. There was no beautiful online presence that anyone was checking out. In fact, the one-page website made fun of the fact that we built websites for people but didn't have our own. So it was just ridiculous. But it's proof that, you know, a lot has changed obviously in 6 years, but you know, if you have the determination, you can go create it, and you know, everything else is just tools. And local businesses, and now it's expanded to businesses across the country, helping them with their marketing strategy and really cleaning up the marketing mess that they have created in the process of building their business. And so usually I step in when they've been in business for a while, and I just like get busy like organizing the heck out of things and making it all make sense.
Ah, very, very good. And that, I guess, I think that's often a key, is the marketing mess. There are a lot of messes that end up happening because I still can't believe the statistic that over 70% of U.S. businesses are solo practitioners, right? So that means that they can't possibly know everything there's to know about running a business. They decided they wanted to be their own boss for some reason without knowing all the facts. I'm sure if they knew all the facts, many of them would not have gone into business for themselves.
Oh, for sure.
But you sort of jump in the deep end, and then it's too late. You have to start treading water, and you start to learn. You start to learn on the fly, but you do end up creating messes along the way. And we'll probably talk about some tools and some tips and ideas that you can give people to help straighten a lot of that out. But I'm interested in hearing about your bad boss experience. I always talk about it. It took me a long time to, I guess I, in a way, I was always an entrepreneur. I did all that, you know, I went from door to door in the neighborhood. Do you have any jobs that I can do? You know, I was always trying to make money, all that kind of stuff. But I really bought into the whole, and I think it's generational for me, the whole you go to college and you get a job and you work for a company and you try and you work your way up the ladder. And, you know, it's a very boomerish idea of how the world works, right? Instead of going out and forging your own way. So it took me a lot longer to figure out that I really needed to be the boss of me. But you had a bad boss experience, right? That helped you a little sooner, I think.
It did. It definitely pushed me over the edge. And you're right. You know, I think I was lucky because I saw the lifestyle and I saw people who were making their own way. You know, I joke with friends who have parents who were entrepreneurs, and it was that same thing that, you know, why were we stupid enough to follow in their footsteps? I mean, we saw the results of it, but we still did it. So I, in the middle of working for other people, what I really found was that I was just not getting great boss experiences. And it got to the point, and I sort of joke, you know, I sort of had a Devil Wears Prada experience, not as bad as depicted in the movie by any means, but it just, it pushed me over the edge. I, in the spring of the year that I started my business officially, wound up in the hospital having esophageal spasms due to stress caused by work. And that was just sort of the tipping point. After that was resolved and I'm talking with my doctor, she's asking me about, well, what's the stress? And I shared, well, it must be work. And she's like, well, then you need to get rid of that stress, I believe, you know, without saying you need to quit your job. So 4 months later, I left and started my business and really haven't looked back. But the thing that I found was I had all these role models, bosses who were not great at taking care of themselves, at running their business, at keeping everything figured out. So as I was pushing the six-figure mark, I was really pushing burnout too. I was working 80 to 100 hours a week. I was the solopreneur going in a million different directions. I had team members and things, but I was trying to do it all. And I was killing myself in the process.
Wow. That's kind of scary because I'm sure of that 70% that is amazing me, there's a lot of this going on.
I think
and
so.
And it's scary, you know? And the more desperate sometimes people become, probably the more apt they are to struggle that way.
Well, and we're trained that, you know, hard work is a badge of honor. And right. Well, you know, you've got to work hard. You also, I mean, there are ways to make it easier. I think it's also, there are ways to redefine what success means to you. And that's the joy of being the solopreneur. And that's probably why they started the businesses in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there was something that they loved, which is why they wanted to, you know, be the boss of me. There's something I love doing without realizing all the other parts and pieces. That's another reason why I like that 60-30-10 article. It was eye-opening for me. And Allie had asked me during the break if I would share that link, and I will look it up again. I didn't write it down, but I will go look it up again, and maybe I'll attach it to the article about you coming on the show today, Allie, so that everybody can go look at it. Because I think it was rather eye-opening in the fact that I think as business owners, we try to fix the problems instead of enhancing the strengths. And maybe that's something we need to look at differently. We're actually going to go to another break. That went fast. We're going to have more with Allie Piper right here on Act Local Marketing. Hurry back. I feel so close to you
right now. Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKaylin.com and leaving so happy she just had to see for herself. iKaylin.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, briankwright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. This is Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my good friend, Allie Piper. And Allie, your blog, we're actually going to start talking about your blog, but I want to give people the URL. It's Bright Ideas for Biz. So BRIGHTIDEASFORBIZ.com. You always have to spell these out because they're, you know, people abbreviate in so many different ways in URLs. So you got to make sure that you spell it out for people. Now, Allie, you shared the fact that a health crisis that was caused by stress made you reevaluate what you were doing in your business life, right? And it caused you to intentionally sort of redesign your life and your business in a way that works for you, yes?
Yes. So the health crisis got me into starting a business in the first place, the mini one, the stress. And then I ended up creating this horrible, not horrible, but just not the ideal business lifestyle. So again, I was faced with a diagnosis from a doctor that was a stress-related illness. And it was like, you need to clean up your life. You know, it was sort of like, I joke, the cast iron pan that the universe delivered, you know, hit me on the head, like, come on, like a roadrunner or something. You need to figure this out. So I basically took the business I had spent 3 years building and blew it up and fired clients left and right. All while my husband was like, what are you doing? You know, and just really was like, I can't do this anymore. There is a better way to do this. But it took a while to figure out what the better way was, because it's so easy to fall back into your old habits. It's so easy to start, you know, working long hours again and, you know, and just like pushing yourself really too hard. So I had to get really clear on what success meant for me and sort of really design and intentionally design the business and the life that I wanted. And that is really only possible when you are an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, especially because you have that flexibility. And that really is my number one value in business, is flexibility and being able to do what I want and do it wherever I want. And, you know, I joke, I wanted a mobile lifestyle. And, you know, and then sometimes I'm like, what? Why did I say that? Because I'm definitely living it. Sometimes you're like, oh, I left those notes in New Hampshire, but this is here, or that's there. You know, it's, you have to be very organized and just be flexible. So I went from working 80 to 100 hours a week, no vacations, absolute insanity, no real personal life and all that suffering, to now it's this summer I reduced my schedule to just 2 days a week. There's a great business coach, Alicia Forrest, and she works probably part-time throughout the year, but then takes the entire summer off. So June through August, she is up on her lake house and visiting, hanging out with her kids. And she's done that intentionally. And so she was really my inspiration. I attended an event that she did last year. And I'm like, if Alicia Forrest can take the summer off, I can at least drop down to 2 days a week. And I did that this summer. And it was amazing, on top of taking some vacation time as well. But it just gave me that freedom. So now that the year is picking back up and it's getting cold, I'm now back to 3 or 4 days a week, but always taking Fridays off, because it really is my belief that you can grow your business while taking Fridays off.
Wow. I like that. And you always take Fridays off.
I mean, most of the time. Seems like every event you want to attend is on a Friday. But yeah, that's my goal, my Fridays are for me.
Wow. Okay. So now everyone's going to want to work 2 days a week in the summertime, and now you got to share. Okay. How do you streamline? I mean, technology, I'm sure, will help quite a bit, but how are you going to streamline your business so that you can live this kind of lifestyle? What do we have to do here?
Well, what I found is that there's 5 steps to streamline your business, and I'd like to share them with you. And if we have a minute, maybe go a little deeper on each one.
Okay.
But my 5 steps are, number 1 is to plan. 2 is to streamline. 3, systemize. 4, automate, delegate, and do. And 5 is tweak and thrive.
Okay. So we can't just leave people hanging with titles. You got to tell us. So number 1. Sure. And I didn't get them all written down. Number 1 was plan.
Number 1 was plan. Yes.
Okay. So tell me more.
And that's, we talked a little bit and we'll talk more about it, I'm sure. I mean, this is basically napkin note biz plan, but this is, you know, getting clear on where you're headed. You don't just jump in and start a business and then just go, oh, you know, I'm just going to go wherever the wind blows me. This is really building that solid foundation so that way your business can keep moving forward. And, you know, I feel like I'm able to do some of the scheduling things I'm able to do now because I did put in that time and I have built that solid foundation, and now my business grants me that privilege. So you need to get clear on who your people are, where you're headed, and your people are your target market, and how you're going to get in touch with them, all that marketing stuff.
Right. Okay. So, and that's something I've had a lot of guests on here who have said the same thing, that if you don't have your, even though people don't like to design the systems and put them in place, that's not where their head goes automatically in the beginning. It's important, because if you don't do it, then you end up with that mess that we alluded to earlier, later on, when you're in the midst of the whole thing.
Definitely.
All right, so you have to build the solid foundation plan. Was number 2 streamline, or did I miss something?
No, you're right. Number 2 is streamline. So that's just really taking a look. We all do too much and pull too much on our plate. So that's basically getting rid of the stuff that's not making sense for your business. So being really tough and saying, okay, why am I doing this? Trying to clear off so you can focus and you can have just less. My belief is less is more. So just really clear the decks so that you're just down to what the core priorities are.
Okay. And I'm taking note, and I'm thinking automatically, okay, there are core priorities, but what about all the other stuff that needs to be done? But that's where I talked earlier about, you know, delegating. And that doesn't mean you have to have employees, but that means you can hire other people or pay other people or freelancers to do bits and pieces that are not core priorities for you. I mean, definitely. There's no reason why you should be keeping your own books unless you're an accountant or a bookkeeper.
Right.
That's where you bring in other professionals to make your life easier. Now, I think I missed number three. What was number three?
So number three is systemize.
Okay.
So you've gotten clear on those priorities. So core priorities that you need to really be focusing on yourself and creating time for focusing them. And then you create the systems. So there's things that you do on, you know, every day. And I sort of joke about, you talk about the plates. I talk about juggling, or like, which hat are you going to put on today? Because as a small business owner and a solopreneur, you wear a lot of hats. And my belief is, and I've come to embrace this, that systems equal sanity. And, it allows you to be really clear on what you need to do when, have processes. It makes it easier to delegate and share tasks with other people, because this is how we do what we do.
Got it. See, that's going to be a really important one. That's the one that I often try to avoid because it's boring. Mm-hmm. Boring. That's not the fun one, right? I want to be doing all the creative stuff and make new things and get excited and... And then when you say system, I go, wah, wah, wah. I'm so sad now. You want me to build a system.
it isn't the fun and exciting one. But what's great is once you do it, it's done. And, you know, if you can make it a game and write this down, you know, all of our brains aren't, you know, we've got a lot going on. And so, and sometimes we forget things. And if you don't do things very often, it's very easy to miss critical steps.
Right. And, you know, I use this same attitude with my clients when it comes to building marketing plans like you do and how to systematize certain things. And I get the same look from them that I'm expressing to you verbally, the, I don't want to do a system. And I get it completely. But also, you know, it's like, eat your vegetables. I don't care. You still need to eat your vegetables if you want to be big and strong. Yeah. So I have tweak and thrive, but I think that was number five, right?
That is number five. So number four is automate, delegate, do.
Automate. Hold on. I got to write automate, delegate, or do. I get it. Okay. Tell us more.
Right. So you then look at what you need to be doing and figure out, can you automate it? Can you delegate it? Or do you have to do it yourself? So automation, there's so many great tools out there to streamline your business and help make things run. In fact, I did an entire series this past summer on my blog sharing all the different tools that I use. So finding the right tools for you that can make things easier, you know, with the social media, using Hootsuite and things to schedule, using Buffer. Actually, you shared Buffer with me.
Yeah, I love Buffer. So that they got hacked over the weekend, by the way, which was a little bit of an issue. Not a huge deal, but they did get hacked over the weekend, but they were very good about contacting their users and saying, oh, something's happened. We're taking care of it. You might want to disconnect, you know, your accounts because somebody's trying to get everyone to buy weight loss stuff.
Oh, geez. I better go look my stuff. Yeah.
Right. It was funny. I got another guy who has been a guest on the show several times and actually hosted the show is Alan Berkson. And I got this is how I noticed it. I got a Facebook message from him, something that said, I don't usually talk about these kind of things, but I was using this diet tea or whatever it was called, and I lost 5 pounds or I lost 15 pounds. And I thought, Alan, this is really not like you.
It's not on brand. What's going on?
I found out they got hacked and I said, oh, I so get it now. And then I found that something had gone out on Twitter on my account about the same thing. And I made sure that I disconnected everything. We're actually going to go, oh my God, to our last break. Allie, there's still so many things to talk about. We still have to get to number five, right? Tweak and thrive. So we're gonna talk some more with Allie Piper of brightideasforbiz.com. After this break, right here on Act Local Marketing for Small Business. Please hurry back.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. Then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
What does success mean to you? Money? Power? Fame? Having everything money can buy? Does it mean having a job or career that you love? A great family life? Or simply to be happy? If you're still searching for answers, then join us each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Primetime Success Radio, where Alan Skidmore and his special guests will discuss health, finances, relationships, being in business, and how you can have a life that is not only successful, but a life of meaning. Alan has been studying success principles for over 25 years through reading, attending seminars, interviewing successful people, and a daily lesson from the School of Hard Knocks, and now he wants to share that information with you. So join Alan Skidmore on Primetime Success Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as he takes you on a journey of finding the heart of your success.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, this is Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my good friend Allie Piper of Bright Ideas for Biz. And it's BRIGHTIDEASFORBIZ.com if you want to catch her blog, where you can, I'm sure, learn some more about these tips that she's leaving us today. We were talking about the five steps to streamline your business, and I think we got caught by our break just before we could discuss number five. Number one was to plan so that you can build a solid foundation. Number two was to streamline. So figure out the core priorities within the plan for you. And then number three was systematize your stuff, which was the part that I complained about having to eat my peas. And then number four was to automate, delegate, and do. Right? So that made a lot of sense. Certain things you're going to be able to automate, certain things you're going to delegate, and certain things you're going to do yourself. And then we have the very last piece, Allie, the tweak and thrive.
Yes. So, you know, I say if you don't want to be part of this whole ongoing organic thing in marketing and business, then you need to go get a job, because it is never the same. It is constantly changing. As a business owner, we have to be able to adapt, and our businesses have to adapt as they grow and thrive. So it really is about trying things, figuring out if it works or not, if it's connecting with your people, tweaking, and then moving forward. And the thriving is just, so you've created this whole business, now go enjoy it. So for me, this past summer, it was, well, you know what? I'm going to just work 2 days a week. I want to go to the beach. I want to do other things. I really want to play and enjoy my favorite season. You know, I created this. I'm the boss, you know, so let me go take advantage of what I've built.
And I can attest to the fact that Allie seemed to be having lots of fun this summer. Every time I talk to her, we video chat on Google Hangout every couple of weeks. And every time I saw her, she was relaxed. There was sunshine in the picture. She was wearing a sundress. She had no worries. I don't know how. And here I was in my office every time we were talking. My same office. Yeah, I can't tell you if it's winter, it's summer. What do I know? There's one little window. I have no view. Oh, woe is me. Okay, stop complaining, Kaylin, because you can change all this if you really, really want to.
Next summer, Kaylin.
Right. That'll be fun. I'm going to come up to the Cape and hang with you.
Well,
how
good.
Fun will that be?
It'll be awesome.
Now, one thing that you said that made me stop and think, as you're building this business, right, you've built a plan and the whole tweak part, as you do stuff to see how it works and you tweak to make changes, the other thing that I found myself thinking over lately is I'm doing a little bit of over the summer, you know, what I was doing this summer, and I found myself pivoting a bit in my business. And I had these thoughts in the back of my head that was saying, yeah, but if you pivot, then that means you're a failure in what you were doing. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. Yeah,
that
I
if I was going to give up something, that was saying, yeah, that's because you suck at that. That's why you're giving that up, and that's why you're looking to do something else. And I was battling that little voice inside my head when that's not really what was going on, but I was still telling myself that I was a failure because I wasn't going to continue doing some of the things that I was doing. Right. And I think that's one of the things that you have to be aware of and combat also as you tweak, that you learn about your business, the things that you enjoy doing with your clients.
Yes.
And there are some things that are going to make you smile when you get up in the morning because you know you're going to get to do them. And there are other things that make you want to stay in bed.
Sure.
And as you, in order to thrive, you know, as you tweak, you start to learn those things. And unless you really listen and do something about it, you're not going to get to the thrive part. And I think it's important to be open to the fact that things do change and they do grow. And they might grow in a direction that you didn't even realize they were going to grow. But as long as you continue to build your plan and work your plan around the things that make you excited to get up in the morning, I would imagine you're doing the right thing.
I agree. I think the whole point of planning and the number one benefit of planning is you can be flexible. So you map this whole thing out, and if it turns out that you realize you've gone in the wrong direction or, you know, you need to adjust the direction, usually it's not a 180. It's just, you know, a short pivot, like you said, and you explained so well. So you have to do that, and you have to own it. And usually it's our own self beating ourselves up. But I've invested so much time into this and that. And really, honestly, that time investment or, you know, an even monetary investment has gotten you to the point where you can now make this decision to tweak and align better.
Right.
So I've gone through the same thing, beating myself up.
That's a good way to look at it, though, that all this hard work, it's not that you're abandoning something. It's that it allowed you to get to the point where you say, oh, okay.
I get it.
I see better now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I see where I'm headed better now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, you just made me feel better. I can send you a therapist check.
Perfect.
Later.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, you'll
that,
give me
my,
your address.
I'm like Lucy from the Peanuts. That's good.
Right. The check is in the mail, the 5 cents.
Excellent.
All right. So now I've heard you say before that there is one essential ingredient that every small business owner should have before they market. Can you share it with me?
Yes. So the one essential ingredient, I think, is to be clear on who your people are. Because marketing a business and running a business is all about the people who you serve. So I actually created a class that I teach called Find Your People that teaches you to do just that, because that's the first thing you write off and you're like, oh, well, I serve everybody. Well, in the process of serving everybody, you serve no one, in fact. So getting clear
let me stop you for a second, because that's an important thing for people to get. Because I taught essentially the same sort of content this past week. People need to make sure they hear that. When you're networking and you're explaining to other people about your business and what you do and who your ideal prospects are, when you say, oh, I help everybody or I help anybody, you're actually not helping anyone.
Right.
Because we need specifics in order to take in what you're telling us. So if you told me you help all people with purple hair, I would remember that. And every time I saw someone with purple hair, I'd ask them if they know you.
Right.
But because you tell me anybody and everybody, suddenly that means nothing to me. So
right.
I want to make sure that people heard you say that.
And it seems counterintuitive.
It does.
You know, oh, well, I need to go broad. But really, in the process of going broad, you know, we don't have the budgets of Coke and Pepsi and Disney to go broad. But, you know, at the same time, they're still targeting, but they're just laying a wide, casting a wide net. You know, have to be
right,
specific.
And they have the cash to do that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
In fact, I think I've quoted this before. There's a good quote, and I heard it through Derek Halperin, although I'm not sure that he actually invented the quote, but he said, or it might have been Brendan Burchard. Anyway, somebody recently I heard say, you don't drill oil, right, by drilling 100 one-foot holes.
Right.
You drill one 100-foot hole.
Yeah, you go deep. Yeah.
That's how you strike for oil.
Definitely.
And, right, it's the same thing in drilling for finding your people. Mm-hmm. So you have a Find Your People workbook?
The workbook comes with the class, and the workbook, all this will be available on my website shortly, so people can just get it and do it on their own. But yes, I've taught the class, the virtual workshop, and it will be available on the website, brightideasforbiz.com, very soon.
And you're blogging on that website too, right?
I am. Blogging is one of my favorite marketing tools, because as a former reporter, when I discovered blogging, I'm like, this is amazing. It was built for me. So yes, I blog every week, at least once a week on that blog.
Oh, that's good. And you share these you share business tips, or you're also lifestyle tips?
Both. You know, because the target for the blog are sort of lifestyle entrepreneurs. And so people who are solopreneurs or have small teams who want to live that lifestyle business. So we talk about the lifestyle piece, and we also talk about marketing and business. So running the business.
Right. Well. Right. Now, excuse me. There are one or two important aspects of running a business that small business owners often forget, you say. Is that something you could share with us quickly? Because I think we only have a couple of minutes before we go.
Before we wrap up. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so number one, when we talked about it, was the find the people and get really clear who other people are. But right in tangent with that is developing that plan, which is why I created the whole napkin note biz plan, because again, it's not a favorite activity of most biz owners, but it's necessary, and it allows you to be flexible and do all those things. So I figured, how could I make this fun? This is not a business plan you're going to take to the bank to get a loan, you know, but this is a process that you will learn that will then guide your business as you're moving forward. And so it's not something you just do once a year and map out the whole year. You actually practice it throughout the year. So it's not a one and done, but it's an ongoing process, which is like everything in business.
Well, everything in life.
In life, really.
You know,
you're right.
The longer you live, the more you realize that there's no such thing as one and done. You have
That's
to
right.
You have to keep adjusting. We only have about a minute, I think, before the show is over. I love talking to my friend Allie Piper. But Allie, tell everyone how you would like them to get in touch with you if they want some help building their own business plan.
Sure. Well, they can definitely head over to the blog. And there's plenty of ways to contact me there. Leave a comment, send me a message. So again, that's the brightideasforbiz.com, brightideasforbiz.com. But also I'm on Twitter and Facebook, but Twitter at Allie Piper. So that's probably the easiest way to engage in conversation.
Okay, perfect. So if you want some help making sure that you only work 2 days a week next summer, you have to go contact my friend Allie Piper. And that is it for us on Act Local Marketing for Small Business. We will see you next week. Take care.
Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for